So here's a question I've been thinking about a lot lately. What do you actually know about default topic, like really know? Because I thought I had a pretty good handle on it until I started digging in and, well, let's just say I was wrong about a few things. What's up, everyone? It's Luna Moon. Schedule here, and today's episode is one I'm genuinely excited about. We're breaking down default topic, and trust me, there are some things in here that are going to change how you think about this. So let's start with the basics. Clipboard affiliate disclosure. This article contains affiliate links. Now that might sound straightforward, but here's the thing. If you purchase through our links, we may earn commission at no extra cost to you, and that's really the foundation you need to understand before we get into the good stuff. Let's pull back the veil on this one. This is one of those topics where the details really matter. I actually had to sit with that for a minute when I first learned it. I think a lot of people overlook just how important this is, and look, I know what some of you are thinking. You're wondering if this actually matters in practice. The answer is absolutely yes, and here's why. Once you start putting this into practice, everything changes. That right there is what separates people who really understand this from everyone else. I remember when I first tried this, the key thing about default topic is that it's more nuanced than most people realize, and I think that's a really powerful idea when you let it sink in. So the big takeaway to it, stop assuming you know everything about default topic. Dig deeper, question your assumptions. The details are where the magic lies. Check out witchperforbeginners.com for the full breakdown, and I'll catch you on the next one. Until the next moon rises, bless be.